GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Our continuing coverage of red flag legislation in Augusta, a call to strengthen Maine's current so-called yellow flag legislation. But is the bandwidth left within this legislative session to see this done? Once again, George, assembled on the PDQ door telephone line, David Trahan of the Sportsman's Alliance of Maine and State Representative Jennifer Poirier, the Republican of Skowhegan, with the insight into the issues and what's going on. They're both on the line for GHRT.
The Maine red flag law debate, the GOP counterproposal. Where are we, David?
Well, after a tremendous amount of work from Representative Poirier, leadership on the Republican side, I think we're poised to have a resolution to the work session on LD 1378, the red flag law. I think Representative Poirier found some information last night from the Speaker. I'll let her address that in just a minute. But I just want to say for your listeners that it isn't going to be black and white if we get this competing measure on the ballot. It's great policy. It's supported already by different organizations and groups, and we look forward to talking about it.
State Representative Poirier, give us the latest, if you would. What have you heard from legislative leadership? Where are we on this?
Thank you, Rick. Yeah, it's been a long haul on this. For the past week, I've been demanding that we have a work session because it is in the joint rules that every piece of legislation needs to be reported out of committee, and the so-called red flag bill has not been reported out of the Judiciary Committee. I spoke with the Speaker last night again, and I was basically informed that we do have time. There will be a work session, and he indicated that it would be when we go back on Wednesday. So we should be able to introduce the competing measure, get that out on the table. I've already been talking to several other legislators about it, and I'm getting a great response about the mental health aspects in particular with this bill that Red Flag just does not have.
What would the referendum do?
Well, they're asking you to take what we have for an existing law with the highest levels of due process treatment for the individuals in crisis, really a good and successful law. And they introduce this through this referendum, an extreme risk protection order process that is much different. It's lower due process standards. And in the words of Mike Johnson from the state police, it'll undermine our existing law. It's been used now around 900 times. If the referendum passes, I can't imagine it wouldn't confuse police officers. It has the same title of the existing statute that we have now. So you're going to have two with the identical name. And I think, like I said, Mike Johnston from the state police said it was dangerous to both police officers, domestic violence victims, and just really mucks up the works.
State Representative Jennifer Poirier, since the day when we had the Democrat delayed, legally required public hearing on the red flag legislation, I wonder, have you heard, and at that time when lawmakers heard from Mike Johnson and they heard from the governor's office about concerns about the measure, have you heard a change in tone from any of the colleagues or any of those on the other side of the aisle that were perhaps adamant about red flag?
I wouldn't say that these folks were adamant about red flag in the first place, but I have talked to some of my Democrat colleagues who read through the language of the red flag proposal and compared it to measures we've had before the committee in previous years, and they didn't like the language. It didn't have safeguards like previous legislation may have had, and they weren't happy about it. And the fact is that no matter if you're Republican, if you're independent or Democrat, people know that when people are saying they're going to commit suicide or if they're threatening the lives of others, there is a huge mental illness component in here. Whether the person's in crisis and it's for a short term or if it's a prolonged mental health issue, mental health plays a huge part in this. And that's why I think our competing measure is so very important, because it not only helps identify that, but it helps get a person help. And that's what we really need here in our state.
David, as I look down on it and try to figure out what people would do, which I'm always wrong, but They got 80,000, they being the supporters, got 80,000 signatures. Maine's yellow flag law is uniquely different than other states, about 21, that have the red flag law. I've heard people say it's cautious in removing firearms during mental health crises. Since the Lewiston shooting has been used more frequently, critics argue it's slow and too narrow. Could you take me down that road quickly?
Yeah, sure. When you're charged with a crime, a person who has legal rights under the Constitution, you might argue that going to court is a slow process. But that process is intended to honor freedom and liberty and what we have in our God-given rights. That is a pathetic and lame excuse that in honoring your constitutional freedoms and liberty, that we want it to be expedited. The same people, the same progressive groups, are raging across the country because illegal immigrants, they're arguing, are not getting due process. You can't have it both ways, people. Our law was designed by some of the best legal minds in our state to honor due process and the Constitution. We created a better wheel. And, you know, they can kick their feet and they can scream all they want, hold their breath, but that's the reality. And we're going to show it in the upcoming debate that the competing measure, and it's partly why they don't want it on the ballot, is far superior when you improve what we already have on the books, is far superior. And, you know, I find it quite difficult for them to argue that they're all about saving lives, but they're against the competing measure because it saves lives. It's not going to square up for them.
You just alluded to something, and a listener has a question about it. I'll turn to you, State Representative Jennifer Poirier, Republican of Skowhegan, along with David Trahan, Sportsman's Alliance of Maine, here on the George Hill Rick Tyler Show, as we look at what's next for red flag legislation, a competing measure, and what is going to happen now next Wednesday. Jennifer, a listener wants to know, if the competing measure is passed by the legislature, does that remove the red flag question from showing up on November's ballot?
No, Rick, it wouldn't actually remove the red flag. What it would do is show up on the ballot as a competing measure. And how that actually would work is you would have the question that Schenabello's Secretary of State crafted for red flag. And then it would show a second option, which is our competing measure. The entire language of the competing measure would show up on the ballot so people can see the components and what the bill actually is, which it doesn't show up that way for the referendum question for red flag. But then there's a third option that would include neither of them. So you would have red flag, the competing measure to update and improve yellow flag, or neither would be how the voting would go.
When Schenabello's crafted the two questions to be on the ballot in the fall, it is obvious to anybody that has been up there for any length of time that she crafted the questions to benefit the people who brought the red flag, and then to those that oppose the voter ID. Now, if we had not brought forward this competing measure, the wording of the question would have likely dictated, especially those voters who aren't familiar with the issues, it would have lined them up. I mean, everybody wants to save kittens and babies, and if you were to question that way, people are going to answer that way. And in this case now, we're going to have a thorough debate on the merits of red flag, and if we get the competing measure on, the value of Maine's law and why the competing measure is far superior policy. Now, the scales were tipped against us. Now we have an opportunity to balance the scales, and that's what Representative Poirier and the Republican leadership are doing, is they're going to bring a fair debate to Maine people. And I trust in the end, Maine people are going to see through this nonsense that goes on in the partisan world and all this out-of-state big money and do the right thing. And I suspect they'll support the competing measure. And the other thing that will happen is if neither gets a plurality of votes, the one that does get the most votes will appear on the next year's referendum ballot.
Yeah, that kind of sent me to my next question. We could easily see it again. If red flag passes, it would represent, to me, a shift in how the state has been thinking about firearm laws and firearm removal cases, Maine's political appetite has not been, in my time, very, very ripe for changing anything. They like the way we've operated. Will this, David, be very dramatic if it passes?
Oh, yes. The thing, though, that your listeners need to understand is Maine's the safest state in the nation to live as it relates to violent crime. We're doing something right up here. And these other state groups want to make everything about taking the guns. With Red Flag, what you do is you take an individual that some relative or somebody knows them is claiming that they're dangerous and own guns or have access to guns, and without their knowledge goes in and takes them and uses lower standards and then walks away and leaves that same person. Well, in the Lewiston shooting, the family kept saying, we do not want to be the ones to take his guns because they were afraid of him. And that is true of Red Flag, and it's the fundamental Achilles heel flaw with Red Flag is you just take a ticked-off individual, and I'm sorry, you just piss them off even more, and they can turn around and retaliate against family members. Our law is compassionate intervention. We can strengthen it, and Representative Poirier and I have put together the competing measure to do that. But more importantly, we don't endanger family members or significant others that have a legitimate concern. And in this case, that happens every day with our yellow flag law. Nearly every yellow flag involves a family member or somebody reporting a person in crisis.
And just to add on to what David has said, I mean, there's red flag laws in other states, and there are cases that are on the books where red flag has cost lives, whether it's the lives of the individual who's getting a knock on their door unsuspectingly and saying, hey, we're going to take your firearms, or police officers. And this is what our measure is trying to avoid. We don't want to put lives in danger here because, I mean, at the end of the day, we're all looking to keep people safe. What the Yellow Flag Initiative for this competing measure would do would keep that safety element. In our current yellow flag, there's a due process. So a person is put into protective custody before there's an evaluation done to see if they are a danger to themselves or others. Red flag doesn't have that. They're literally knocking on the door, taking your firearms, and saying, okay, have a nice day. It's scary. It's really scary. And I think with the testimony of Lieutenant Johnston, even our police officers are not looking forward to a red flag passing because it's going to make their jobs a lot more dangerous. It's also going to be very costly. And I think that's something that we really haven't touched on much. Through the testimony of Lieutenant Johnston, we were made aware that if Red Flag is put into play in our state, we're looking at needing more officers, more tactical forces, and things like that because of the safety concerns. With our measure, we've spoken with folks in Senator Collins' office, and our measure, the initiatives in it, they're eligible for federal funding. And, you know, it's proven to be safe. It's working. So I'm hoping folks will take a look at this and strongly consider it. And, you know, right now, reach out to your representatives. Reach out to members of the Judiciary Committee and demand that we have an option to have this on the ballot.
At less than a minute left, David, I want to come to you with this question. And you addressed this with us even last year. Eventually, red flag legislation might make its way to the Supreme Court. There are great constitutional questions about it. And if the U.S. Supreme Court strikes down red flag, every state's going to be looking for something that is a more palatable, a more acceptable, a better balance of rights versus safety. The legislation that you helped craft, your colleagues helped craft, the governor helped craft, it could be that alternative. Does the enhanced yellow flag law, this competing measure, is it still that palatable compromise and a substitute for red flag if the Supreme Court kicks out the others?
Sure. Twice it's been in Maine's Supreme Court and found to be constitutional. It is not a compromise as much as when people put their heads together, we found a better process. We found one that was constitutional and had every component to address the underlying causes of an individual in crisis. And I can tell you that it will get to the Supreme Court, and eventually Maine's law will be vindicated. and found to be the new model for our country. It dovetails with liberty. It dovetails with treating mental health and the conditions in our society. Mm-hmm. And I hope to live long enough to see the day in which Red Flag fades into history and our law becomes a law of the land.
GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.